You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever, an iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas. We just had a wonderful weekend away where we went back to LZ's alma mater, Mizzou, where she went to college, her undergrad, she got her master's degree, and it sparked a very interesting conversation because it's been a while since she has been back. And while she didn't grow up at Mizzou, she grew up in Chicago, the subject came up while we were there. Can you go home again? Can you go back home? And there's always that thing, you know, the line, you can't go home. There's the Bon Jovi song about it. And you and I kind of got in a discussion. And I said, stop. We hit the pause button. Let's wait for the podcast. And it was a very interesting, I've thought a lot about this.
First of all, I don't know that Bon Jovi song. I think, can you sing it for me?
Yeah. No, don't do that
Babe,
to me.
Go ahead.
You can't go home.
That's the whole thing. Okay. yeah, you know, and as you were just saying that, I was thinking the wording you chose was interesting. Like, I grew up in Chicago, not Missouri, but in my brain I went, but I did grow up at Mizzou.
Yeah.
You know, if you really want to talk about growing into an adult, and I mean, I still had some growing up to do after college, but those college years are so formative. I think that's why you see there's a lot of discussion now about how overly expensive college is. And I was reading an article the other day that a lot of people are actually at the point where if they can financially afford it, they're kind of sending their kids to college, yes, for the education, but like very much in large part for that growth experience, for the college experience, which is so is so a thing in America. I remember when we were in Europe, people were like, yeah, Americans are really obsessed with like where they went to college and it's part of their identity.
It is funny. It is such not a thing anywhere else in the world.
No, like maybe in England, what university, or maybe in England, it's more what boarding school, but school affects us, right? And so I think the reason it came up for us was that I got surprisingly emotional when we were at Mizzou. And I realized it was because I had been there a couple times since graduating, and I still knew people. Like, I also worked at a startup while I was there. So when that startup office was still there, I kind of like had friends there even after I'd left, but then that office moved. And so this was the first time when I went back and I was like, I don't have friends here anymore. And I have a couple professors I still know, but it really made it feel like, oh, I'm really past this now. And that's why we started asking, can you go home? Can you go back? And I think there's a difference there for those two questions for me. But since you were thinking about it a lot, do you have an answer for me? What do you think?
The answer is, and it short answer is, yes, you can go home. You can always go home. No, you cannot go back. And I do agree, those are two very different things. What you are experiencing is something I have experienced. And that is, back at school, I went to Oklahoma City University and I had such strong emotional ties. And the older you get, the more time passes, those ties either disappear or they are cut. Like you said, your friends leave, people leave. My college coach passed away. So more and more of those ties that bound me to that place have disappeared. They don't exist anymore. But what still remains, and what I think I saw you get emotional about, is there are certain things that won't ever leave. Memories, feelings of growth and love and mistakes made. And, you know, I didn't realize, obviously I knew you worked at Newsy. I didn't realize the proximity to Mizzou. I mean, I know Columbia is not a big metropolis. I knew it wasn't massive, but I didn't realize I'm talking 100 yards down the road
from
the
right
cornerstone of Mizzou. I'm like, oh, crap. Okay.
Well, and I've probably never explained this to you. Newsy did this really brilliant thing. I highly recommend it if you're starting a business. It was super smart. They created a partnership with the university, and it was literally a class to work at Newsy. So that's how I started there at this news organization called Newsy. And they had a partnership with the journalism school. So I worked there as a student while I was getting my master's degree. And then for a few years in my early 20s, like while it was a startup. I'm just saying, great way to get free labor and also great way to spot new talent. Like they would kind of have the students come through.
They found a young Lauren Zima.
And then they'd be like, oh, this one is really good.
So you heard what I just said about going back home.
Yeah.
You got emotional four or five times, like tears came to your eyes this weekend. Do you agree with what I was saying of you can't go home, you can go home, but you can't go back? Do you feel like some of those bonds are gone now? Some of the ties are gone, but the memories still remain? Is that what made you emotional?
I find myself torn a lot between cherishing memories and thinking that a critical characteristic of success and happiness in life is not getting stuck in the past. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think one of the most dangerous things you can do is live in the past. We have to keep moving forward.
Right. Good or bad, by the way, in grief or in success.
Mm-hmm. And it is because of what you just said. I think you nailed it. You can't go back. Like, that time is over.
Yeah.
And if you try to recreate it, I don't think it'll ever even be as good. I'm down to like the point of even, like, I don't know. I just think when you have a great memory, you kind of have to leave it where it is, end on a high note. Like, I've thought about, okay, we'll have our first wedding anniversary this year. Like, what I was thinking the other day, what will we do? And I'm like, oh, we could go back to where we went after. I don't know if I want to go back to the same hotel. Like, let's go somewhere new. Let's make a new memory. I think that makes you a better person. But at the same time, I'm so thankful for those memories I had at Mizzou, for those, all those things that shaped me into my present, that gave me my future. So I think you can always go home, but I don't think you can stay home.
Yeah, going back, and I agree. And if you look back, and I've always thought about this, you know, if you think about your own life, the most successful cheerleader, quarterback, rock star, those that really were on a high and peaked in high school, how often are those the same people that will then peak in college and peak in life and business later in life. I would argue, I have no statistics to back this up because I have not done the studies on this. I bet it's very rare. I bet it's under 50% of those that, because you often find those that really crushed it in high school or college to always kind of go back and talk about that when you run into them. You know, if I get back with some of my college buddies, we all end up kind of sharing the same stories over and over again about soccer or whatever. And I love rehashing some of the ridiculousness, but at some point I want to move on. Like, what are you doing now? What's next for you? And, you know, it's a quick visit to the past leads us to the future instead of we just live in the past and we talk about the past and, you know, we keep telling stories about it. And so what I found interesting being with you at Mizzou was what made you emotional. There were certain times, you know, and there were certain realizations too. We were in the J School, beautiful journalism school at Missouri. I believe they invented journalism at Missouri. I think that's what I was told.
We did invent homecoming.
That's what it was.
And we are the number one journalism. Mizzou invented homecoming. And Chris always cites me on this.
But no, it's true. I looked it up.
Okay, thank you. And the Missouri School of Journalism is the first ever journalism school, and it is the best journalism school.
Next to Oklahoma City University. Okay. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu. There was a point we spoke at the journalism school to an amazing group of students. But what I found interesting is we were walking out afterwards, and you go, I really remember this building kind of grander and bigger. And you're like, wow, some of this is not so nice anymore.
Well,
it's
right?
It gets older and, you know.
And you've gone on and you've seen new things and you've done new things. And so your own perspective has really changed. Like at first I thought it was maybe my memory's bad. And then I realized, well, yes, that. But also I think just You know, like you go to a restaurant and food you thought was great at 19.
Yeah.
I've had some more food since then. You realize it was probably great at the time.
Right.
But you have different levels of great now, hopefully. Like my hope is that we're all always growing and evolving in life. But I also started to think about this thing popped up on my Instagram the other day, and this guy was saying, it was just a guy, he was saying, there here are 10 things I wish I could tell my younger self, like my 20-something yeah. self. And one of the things he said was that he would tell that younger self, travel a lot in your 20s, but settle down somewhere in your 30s. And he was talking about the importance of like creating a community, creating a, friends. And that is so healthy yeah. and important for us.
Start growing some roots.
Yeah. And then I started to think, well, what if you never left? You know, like mm-hmm. We're saying you can't go home and you're maybe talking about people who like peaked in high school. I think moving around, traveling really helps you grow as a person. But then I also see people who like live where they grew up and they have such a strong sense of community. And I think that's so beautiful. I guess I would recommend if you're going to end up where you came from, make sure you go see the world a little bit first.
Yeah, that's interesting. An interesting take about getting out, seeing the world.
Well, like you and I, we talk about how on our very first date,
yeah.
we talked about moving to Texas one day. Mm-hmm. And then at that date, at that conversation, we were thinking about Dallas. And I was like, that's great because I have some best friends in Dallas and you were from Dallas. We didn't end up doing that. We ended up in Austin. How different do you think our lives would be if we'd been back in Dallas? Because I feel like part of the reason you didn't want to go back was because that was where you came from.
Yeah, I think it would have been a little bit of a revisit. I think it would have stunted the growth a little bit. You know, my mom has a line she always uses and she always says, and I really like it. You grow roots where you're planted. And meaning wherever
where you're planted.
Yeah, where you go, you'll grow roots. It's like and you have to be patient. You know, I think some people will, you know, move from LA to Austin or Austin to wherever, LA. And, you know, it's like, oh, it's right away if it's not perfect or if it's not whatever. It's kind of like the college freshman syndrome of like, I'm not fitting in after day one. It's like, well, you have to not only be planted, but you got to give yourself a little time to grow some roots, meet people, meet neighbors, meet friends, get out to the local supermarket and realize where you're shopping and get comfortable. And so I think that college was a place where we all went and we finally grew those roots. And we were at a very impressionable age, at that age where things are so magnified in our lives. So I feel like those roots are stronger. We remember them differently than we do roots as we're adults. Mm-hmm. There's something about that because those roots really are sensitive, strong.
Well, I think, and this was kind of a piece of advice we gave to the class when we spoke to them. I said to them, I wish someone had told me, your 20s are big ups and downs times once you graduate from college. Mm-hmm. I think everybody talks about like, sure, in hindsight, we're all like, our 20s are amazing. But if I really think about my 20s, I had some big highs and some big lows because like, I think part of the reason you form so much in college is you're in this insulated environment, this bubble. Everybody is your age. It literally gives you statistically such a great opportunity to make a ton of friends.
Yeah.
No one told me that then when I went and got into my 20s that like, oh, you go start your job and there's like maybe one other person your age.
Yeah.
And
it's an extreme change.
Yeah. And I think you have some moments of like some depression or some sadness because all of a sudden, for the first time in your life, your environment isn't set up for you. You aren't around other people your age all the time. And so I just think people should be a bit more prepared for that. Also prepared that like your freshman year of college is not going to be the best one. And it shouldn't be. But your freshman year is a time of transition. We told Taylor this, like you're getting into a new place. You have to figure everything out again. You're kind of at the bottom of the barrel again. You're not the big dog on campus like you were senior year of high school. And that freshman year can be hard. And then when you graduate, that's another change. And those early 20-something years can be hard. But yeah, it's very formative.
But at the end of the day, our conversation began as we were walking down one of the main streets there at Mizzou in Columbia. We went to a bunch of Lauren's old haunts, which are amazing. I'm going to give a massive shout out to Shakespeare's Pizza, Sparky's, Booch's Burger. this old billiards hall that was around since the late 1800s.
1884, baby.
1884. It is, and it looks like it. In the best of ways, though, it's just classic. A place that it could be a scene or a place, a movie should be shot there, because you look like maybe The Sting or Color of Money would be shot there.
I'm so glad you loved Columbus so much. Oh, man, it's a great college town.
It's
Columbia,
a great
Missouri.
College town. And I've been to several college towns because, you know, I had the benefit of doing that when I was a sportscaster because I was covering OU. And so I traveled around the Big 12 and went to a bunch of those, even to Columbia, Missouri back in the day. I don't remember them as it was a long time ago, but going back now was really fun. And you and I dabbled. We just, you know, we put our toe in there and went to Harpo's and went to some of these places like Willie's and had a drink with the kids and just got a taste of it before we went home.
And they were so great. The biggest shout out. I mean, the people, I'm so proud to be from the Midwest. I grew up in Chicago, but my mom's whole family is from Missouri, from the Boot Hill of Missouri. And they moved to Chicago to find work. So it was like, I grew up in Chicago, but my grandparents, everybody was still very Missouri. And so they loved when I went to school at Mizzou. It was like me going back to my family's origin story. But the people are so great. The kids were so welcoming and loving. All the Mizzou kids were so sweet and respectful and just amazing. I'm so glad they all said hi. But yeah, I think, you know, well, since you mentioned homecoming, and it was invented in Mizzou, I think the conclusion I arrived at was like traditions like that are actually so important and beautiful because you realize, like, as I was walking around and realizing, oh, I don't know anybody here anymore. The idea of homecoming, like, I think if I was going to go back to Mizzou again, I would go for homecoming and I would organize it with my friends because it's really about the people. Mm-hmm. Like, you can always go home because home is where the heart is. Home is where the people that you love are. Home is about the people in that house, not the house itself. And that's what I was missing. And that is, I think, the thing of like, you can't go back to that time where that people were. If the people aren't there, that's what the difference is.
It is the fact that you left a piece of your heart there, that you put your heart into it. We went to the Theta House. Lauren was a Theta at Mizzou. And so we went to the Theta House. We're walking around. And I don't know if you felt like this. I felt that like this when I went back to the Kappa Sig House. I don't want to be there. I don't want to live there again. The thought of it actually disgusts me, makes me nauseous, right?
Well, a fraternity house.
But when I'm walking around that Theta House, and I'm looking at these old composite pictures, you know, from the 50s and the 60s. And then there's Sheryl Crow's class. And then there's Lauren Zima's class. And I'm looking at all these girls who were sisters. And many of them were friends and loved each other. They're long gone. They're not in that house anymore. But they are. The reason that house stands and the reason it's so strong is because of those that came before you. And you don't have a bona fide connection to them. You don't talk to them. You probably don't even know them. You'll never get to know them. But the fact that Lauren Zima was in those halls at one time makes it that much better. You know what I mean?
It's the importance of tradition, right? Yeah. And of remembering our history. Like, I think that's what can make you feel not lonely. That's what can make a house come alive. Like, yeah, when I lived there, we looked at the composite pictures and we were like, gosh, this is so cool. Like, they were, you know, and they keep different sort of trophies or like platters or artifacts really in on the shelves in the house. And you have respect for that. And it also makes you feel not alone. And I think it's why like institutions and traditions are so important. And now that chapter is really over. And I can't go back, but I can always go home. And I would want to just go home with my friends. Like, homecoming at Mizzou is really big, and I've actually never been back for a homecoming, and so now I kind of feel like, oh, I'm at that place now where I would just go back in this one way, and that would be the right way to do it.
Well, you're home now here in Austin, Texas, and we're growing roots.
we have definitely grown roots. And we've watered them with tequila and we have
good wine. But I'll say this, I am grateful to you. And it's always fun when you get to see another chapter of someone you love. And I love Lauren dearly, and I've heard many stories and I've met many of her sorority sisters who are a huge part of our life. I'm a proud Theta husband and Theta dad now. But seeing that side of you, you getting emotional, meeting one of your former professors and speaking at the J School and just walking around campus and going to the Theta House and seeing how excited people were that you were back. So much pride. And I just loved it. And so huge shout out to Columbia, Missouri and Mizzou in general. We did, the whole purpose is my son was playing lacrosse there. So TCU was playing and TCU did win, but it was really fun because some people heard we were in town and came out in their Mizzou gear just to say hi to us, which was great at the game. And some of the parents whose kids were playing, which ironically was their son was an attack man. Our son, Joshua, was guarding him, but we had this, there was zero rivalry. It was just, we were talking and you were talking Mizzou and I just loved every moment of being there with you. And I got to go home with you for a second. Mm-hmm. And I know I can't go back because I was never a part of it to begin with, but I felt like I got to go home and see a piece of you. And that meant a lot to me.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I was going to say, it really sunk into me this weekend. I mean, you always, like you love hearing about, you know, my childhood and you are close with my family. But that was the first time. Like I had been to OCU for you, like when we first started dating, actually. So you had never really like seen, you hadn't been to Mizzou. You'd seeing these roots of mine for the first time. It is such a green flag in a relationship when someone you're dating or with cares about where you came from, when they care about your stories, where they want to hear about you. And that I was reminded of that this weekend. I loved how supportive you were and how you were like filming me as I was walking around the Theta House. It's a tell in a relationship for anybody who's starting to get serious with somebody. Do they want to hear about your home?
So I will end this podcast the only way I know how. M-I-Z.
Z-O-U.
Because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.